No, but you have a matched pair of horses.
Okay. Now, to be a pair, then it would have, they'd have to really be matched.
Yes.
So, I see. And a baby cow is called a
calf.
And if the cow is going to give birth to a calf, you say Daisy is going to.
I've got one for her. She's going to be fresh.
Okay. Animal you ride is a.
It's a horse.
Plural.
Horses.
And the female.
It's a mare.
And the male.
Stallion.
Say, talking about, get up on a horseback, say, I'm going to.
Mount.
And I'm going to.
Ride.
Yesterday I.
Rode.
And I have.
Ridden.
And he wasn't very experienced. He was on a horse and he fell.
He fell off, or he was thrown.
All right, and a little boy had to put chairs next to the bed because they were afraid that he might
roll out
or
fall out.
Yeah, last night he
fell out.
All right, and this is a game you play, pitch these things at the state.
Horseshoes.
Right, and the horse wears these on his.
On his feet.
Yeah, or on his
hooves.
In the singular.
Hoof.
You know, I think any other. Outdoor game similar to horseshoes where something is tossed at a ring, or I mean as something tossed, either a ring or something,
oh,
like a horseshoe tossed at a stake.
There was one, we had different colored rings.
Hmm.
Only I can think of is ring toss, and that certainly is not the name of the game.
No. Quoits or quoits,
mm-hmm.
If you
true.
Yeah, is that?
Yes, with a little, it was a rope sort of circle with a metal leather joining together.
Yeah, what'd you call that?
Those are quoits.
Okay, well, I don't know if it's quoits or quoits.
Mm-hmm.
And a the animal that a male sheep is called a
ram,
and the female
ewe.
And on the sheep's back is
bull.
And the animal that pork comes from
is the pig or the hog.
All right, and the male is called a
The male is the hog, and the female is a sow.
Yeah. Well, this is something they sometimes use for a term they use when they talk about the wild ones, isn't it?
Oh, a wild boar.
Right. Now, are there any other terms you can think of for a wild one?
Razorback. Incidentally, we saw a wild boar the other day up on Fontana.
Is that right?
I'd never seen one before. It came down the mountainside when we were fishing.
It's pretty good size.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it came right down. It was making a great deal of noise going through the dead leaves. But, of course, it doesn't fear anything.
Uh-huh.
Everything got away from it.
Uh-huh. Now, does it have two, what do you call those?
They're tusks.
Okay. Did it have?
I didn't see it that closely. Uh-huh. I was at a distance.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I've heard people once in a while. I guess they're pretty rare.
Never seen one before.
And you talk about the cat, that the cat was spaded. What do you call that for a male animal? And they.
Now he is
spayed, not spayed. Yeah. Spayed. Yeah.
He is. Let's see. He's neutered. Actually, we call it altered for both sexes with the cats.
Now, what about for a hog?
I guess it would be the same thing. I don't know.
Is there a name that you'd call a hog that had been?
I don't know. Unless that's a shoat. I don't know what a shoat is. I think a shoat may be just a young.
No, it's sometimes called a barrow or a stag or a rick.
Never heard of it.
Or a barrow?
Mm-mm.
And a hog eats from a
trough.
Plural.
Troughs.
And the stiff hairs on a hog's neck.
Their bristles.
And the sound a calf makes being weaned.